You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
It's evening on Thursday, March 19th, 2020, and here are some updates about MMA and how the novel coronavirus is affecting events around the world. UFC President Dana White insists that UFC 249 is still happening. Quote, "Khabib and Tony is going to happen," White told TSN in Canada. "We're going to figure that out. We're going to make it happen, and then it's just going to be a matter of how quickly we can get back to being normal." White said later in that interview, "Listen, if you're a fan, a media member, whatever you might be, do you want to bet against me? You want to bet that I can't pull stuff off?" Another MMA promotion still trying to keep the wheels turning, Cage Warriors, had weigh-ins today for its event that was moved from London to Manchester. All 22 fighters scheduled for Friday's Cage Warriors 113 card successfully made weight under some unique circumstances. Extra precautions were taken for the weigh-ins to minimize contact and exposure, including the fighters being weighed in three separate groups and only one team member being allowed to be present during weigh-ins. The promotion also stated that, quote, "all athletes were checked for symptoms of COVID-19 by an on-site medic at the weigh-ins." Also, staff and crew members are expected to be checked for COVID-19 symptoms when entering the arena on Friday, and fighters will be tested a second time before competing. It should be noted that the carriers of the coronavirus can be asymptomatic even after days of being exposed to the virus, and that a lack of symptoms does not mean the afflicted is not contagious. In a rare case of cross-promotion, Cage Warriors 113 will be headlined by UFC middleweights Darren Stewart and Bartosz Fabinski, a bout that was originally scheduled for UFC London on Saturday before that event was indefinitely postponed. Mason Jones fights Joe McColgan for Cage Warriors lightweight title, and Paddy the Batty Pimblett faces Decky Dalton. The fight will be broadcast on UFC Fight Pass at 5 p.m. Eastern. Also on Saturday, Combat Night 18 will still go down in Jacksonville, Florida. There will be no crowd in attendance, but the Florida State Boxing Commission has allowed the event to move forward as scheduled. Brazilian MMA promotions Chuto Brazil and Jungle Fight decided to postpone their upcoming events in Manaus and Rio de Janeiro as coronavirus cases escalate to more than 530 in the country. Brave CF's upcoming card was scheduled for March 28th, also in Brazil, and was scheduled to feature the start of the company's flyweight tournament. However, that event has also been postponed. MMA Fighting reached out to Brave CF officials asking if fighters were to be fully paid, or a percentage of it, since the event won't happen under unavoidable circumstances. But the promotion won't compensate them because, quote, "the event hasn't been canceled, it was postponed." Brave CF has yet to confirm a new date for their upcoming events, originally booked for Brazil, Sweden, and Romania. We had previously reported Bare Knuckle FC 11 being postponed this weekend in Kansas, but now their April 12th event in Alabama is also being indefinitely postponed. Despite all this, the UFC continues to book fights, with Klitson Abreu versus Gadzimirad Antigulov set for UFC Kazakhstan scheduled for June 23rd. Also rebooking fights as Christos Giagos, out with an injury, is replaced by Frank Camacho against Alan Patrick in Lincoln, Nebraska, on April 25th. How are the fighters coping without their gyms? The happy warrior Roxanne Modafferi keeps her spirits up while Syndicate is closed by practicing social distance jiu-jitsu with her teammate Valerie Wong. Keep it at MMAfighting.com for updates, interviews, and more from the world of mixed martial arts.